I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new report from the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom calls attention to Sri Lanka. The document describes increased hostility toward leaders of religious minority groups, individuals, and entire communities. CEO Floyd Brobel says the Voice of the Martyrs Canada received 84 reports from persecuted Christians in a single month.
Here's some of the things that we've seen just in September. 2 cases of physical violence, 8 cases of property damage or destruction, 35 threats of intimidation, 34 discriminatory actions or practices, so funeral rites, finding a job securely or even education. And then there have been 5 incidents of hate campaign or propaganda against Christians.
Pray the attackers would encounter Christ through believers' love and forgiveness. And for this whole month, China's been celebrating the birth of the People's Republic of China. This display of nationalism put Christians in a difficult spot, says Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China. Believers in state-sanctioned churches want to love their neighbors and also serve and proclaim the story of Jesus.
Even in the midst of this difficult political scenario, our partners there, provincial leaders, to say, we're going to move forward. We're going to do what we think we need to do to be obedient to the call that Christ has placed upon the church while still living in this difficult political climate that we're in.
Praise God for their faithfulness. Bibles for China hasn't been able to visit China since the pandemic began, but they continue to explore new partnerships to reach new areas of China. Ask God to use these opportunities to strengthen the Chinese church. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.